I'm Pern.
And I'm Dave.
Welcome to the show, where we talk about everything from movies, music, sports, and TV.
And stories from the rest of our lives.
Things we don't talk about are politics and religion.
And this is how we all stay friends.
Okay, let's talk.
So I've done my research, and okay. I do have some interesting products that I found on websites. CNN had a new products for 2023, and I picked out a couple.
But it's 2024.
It is, but it was an old article. But it's coming. Okay. It's stuff that's going to be released.
That's still not out yet.
No, not at all.
Okay, okay.
But it should be out now, is what I'm thinking.
Oh, okay.
Right. So one of the ones that I saw, which was a taste test waiting to happen, Cheez-Its released a new cracker that was musically aged with musically aged cheese. The Kellogg's company was paired with Pandora to age a cheese with hip hop music. And they just kept playing a repeated hip hop tape over and over again while the cheese was aging.
While they were aging the cheese.
Yes. And supposedly this thing was released. Actually, this one was released in 2022.
Wow. As far as a new product. That was 2 years ago. Right. Again, we're on the cutting edge of the news.
It should be out there. It should be out there now. But the boxes of crackers are going upwards to $50 to $150 on eBay.
I've never heard of that and didn't hear of that 2 years ago.
I know when it came out. So it's just been one of those like
hip-hop aged cheese.
Yes. And would it? I mean,
leave it to Cheez-Its to like do something silly like that, right?
Yes. But if you wanted a cheaper option, you can get a Cheez-It ring for $9.
Oh, okay. There you go.
I did see that when I went out looking for it, and I found the Cheez-It ring. As if you couldn't get your $150 box of Cheez-Its, you can get the ring.
Your hip-hop Cheez-Its.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
And then there was another one, which is the maker of scaled up dog beds for humans. The company's called Pluff, P-L-U-F-L, Pluffle. It's releasing a scaled up body pillow. It's a long U-shaped comfort pillow that features cooling bamboo fabric, memory foam inside of a machine washable, removable cover.
Okay.
This thing looked like, I guess it was kind of just a really long mattress. It was very... It looked comfortable. Don't get me wrong.
Well, they have those body pillows like for women when they're pregnant to help them like lay on their side better.
This was and one on steroids. This thing was so big.
And what's it called? The plushie?
It's a Pluff.
The Pluff.
The Pluffle.
The Pluffle.
P-L-U-F-L. Pluffle.
Pluffle.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's weird.
I'm going to look on Amazon for that.
The Pluffle.
I'm going to look for a Pluffle.
Well, be prepared. It's $170.
Well, of course it is.
Right?
I mean,
It's not just a pillow. It's
a Pluffle.
Yeah, it's a Pluffle.
There's their ad.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. If you want to sponsor Pluffles.
Pluffle, if you need some, we would love to have you as a sponsor.
The Pluffle. Pluffle.
The Pluffle.
We've already written your tagline.
We've already done it for you. Yes. We've done already half
it's
your
work. Already there.
All the you money don't even you have save to, from yes. hiring an advertising firm, you can sponsor
already
us.
Already done it.
There you go.
Already
the Pluffle.
So that's all I really had. I only had a couple.
You just had those two products?
All the other ones were kind of stupid. I mean, they were just kind of generic crap.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll go straight into my car stuff then.
Oh, okay,
we'll
cool.
get that out of the way first.
Right.
So as you guys all know, and we say it every week, I drive a lot. So the one I saw this week, I was almost into work, and it was this little like minivan, and it had like, you know, the artwork logo on the van, and it was for a delivery dry cleaning service.
Okay.
They were called Dry DC, DRYYDC. And their tagline on the back window, huge on the back window of the minivan, is "We're clothes minded." And
that's
I was like, well, that's funny. The play, we're clothes minded.
Right.
But then I'm like,
did they mean clothes-minded?
How? I mean, I get the play on words. It's funny. We're clothes-minded. But if you're clothes-minded, doesn't that make you dim?
Yeah, that makes
a bit?
You less,
doesn't that
less
make
perceptive
you?
or less receptive to anything.
So were they so closed-minded that they couldn't see that probably wasn't the best option for play on words to put on your back window of Dry DC.
They're handing out cards and shirts that have this little saying on it. And it's like, that, I don't know.
We only do dry cleaning. That's it.
That's all we do.
That's it.
Nothing. We're not going to,
we're not expanding our business. This is it. We just do dry cleaning.
We're just doing that.
Because we're closed minded.
That's all we're doing.
Closed minded.
That's it.
I don't know. Sometimes the play on words things are funny, some of them. But like at first, yes, I chuckled. I was like, oh, and then I'm like, wait a second. That just doesn't really come across right to me.
Well, have you seen the pet or pest control ones where they're like real looking spiders on the side of the cars? Oh my gosh,
where they like literally have them
huge.
On. Yeah. You'd think you're watching some like
eight-legged 80s,
early 90s movie and it was yes. like it was a fake like
yes.
car
and
that they made up
for the
movie
on the side
with like
of
a big tarantula on the roof.
Yes,
and, you know,
but they're so realistic in the shading, the artistic value of these things
really
look like the cars being just infected with real spiders.
Right. And it's just like, well, maybe it's for that movie that you said was coming out. The one you told me about a couple weeks when we did the two fakes, one real. About the guy trapped in his apartment.
Yes.
And the spider. I don't remember what it was called.
Shoot.
So,
see, that made such an impression on us that we
I know that we'd like totally remember what that was.
Yes.
So in the same vein though, talking about, you know, something advertising for, you know, on your car like that for your business.
Yeah.
So one of the things that my wife, it just irks her is when people misspell their name on purpose. So there was a key place, like a locksmith that was in Virginia. I won't say exactly where.
Okay.
And the name of it, I think, was like Quick Key Copy, but it was with K's, like
K-W-I-Q-U-I-K, then
Key, K-E-Y, and then Copy was K-O-P-Y. So it was like, and then I was like, so that's like KKK. Wait, and I'm like, are they like racist locksmiths? Is that what's going on there? Like,
is this the irks people though?
My wife just doesn't like misspelled. Right because it's misspelled. Right. Misspelled.
Didn't
copy
even make the connection.
And quick,
that
not
it
with
might
a Q,
be.
And then it was like KK. I'm like, did they even realize that mistake that they just made?
Well, they might. They could have been saving money. Because someone had extra K's.
Well, those signs that are on the front of your building, they cost by the letter.
Right.
Those signs,
so
those
dropping
electrical,
a C, though, is the only thing that comes to that.
I don't know. But it's just funny that it's just, I was like, racist locksmiths or something. I don't
thought,
know.
Just because of those triple K's so close to each other.
And it's like, oh, no.
It'd be QKK, though, right?
Well, it should have been.
It would have been.
But,
right?
But it was KKK for quick, K-W-I-K.
It was quick. Oh, they didn't even Q. It was K-W-I-K.
That's what I'm saying.
Completely misspelled.
It wasn't Q-K-K. It was K-K. Yeah.
So in my head, I had Q at the front. But
I know you were still
thinking
that.
Yeah, that made it worse. Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Wow.
And what color are the strawberry gummies?
Cherry.
Cherry.
Yeah, I listened to that and I just laughed. Because I was still thinking
back to
that. That was crazy.
I do think that's funny.
I just hear what I hear. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, my gosh. So I've been watching some TV shows this week and catching up on some stuff. And I'm actually ahead of the game on something for once, watching.
It comes out in releases and then you see it.
It came out and I watched it because it was a Netflix show
that
just got released last week. And I was like, I turned on Netflix and it was like number two in your shows today on Netflix. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I don't know. And then I watched the trailer. I was like, sure, I'll watch it. And it was Baby Reindeer. Have you heard about this?
No.
Okay, so Baby Reindeer, it's a mini series. It's like, you know, 7 episodes. There's not going to be season 2. It's a limited series.
Okay.
And it's a British show that is, so there's no reading. There's no subtitles,
Dave.
Oh,
thank goodness.
So you don't have to read. It's actually a Scottish comedian, stand-up comedian. He's an aspiring stand-up comedian who moves to London and is in London working as a bartender in a pub. And a woman comes in. And she starts to stalk him.
Okay.
And she always calls him, oh, my baby reindeer. Oh, you know, like that was a horrible accent. Sorry.
That was close, though.
You know, but it was like a mix of sort of Scottish, but with something
else.
Tried. I don't know what that
was. You tried, and that's the effort.
And it failed. But anyway,
we appreciate.
So it's 7 episodes, and it starts off the first 2 episodes, and I'm like, this is quirky. It's because, like, the woman, she's like, she's quirky, she's funny. And then by the 3rd episode, you're like, this is getting terrifying because she's crazy. And it's just like, oh my gosh. And then you get into further episodes and there's some turns that it takes where they really push the envelope on making you feel uncomfortable with her stalking him.
Wow.
And it's just like, so there's
dark comedy, humor. I guess.
Well, I don't even know if you could call it a dark comedy because it's quirky, funny at parts. And then it gets like very serious and very like I told my wife, I said, there's a point where it's like they step outside of the box and like they tip their toe and just outside of that box to see how uncomfortable you're going to get. And then they kind of bring it back in.
Right.
But then like there's one whole episode where it's like, holy, oh my God, I can't, you know. It's a bit disturbing, but that's what they meant to do with it, and they got the reaction out of me that they were obviously trying to get out of the viewer, and I was like, okay. And I did enjoy the whole series. Again, 7 episodes. The episodes are like 30 to 40 minutes each, so they're not even a full hour. It's, you know, I watched it over 2 nights, the whole thing. But I do recommend it. It's got some funny moments, but it's got some very serious moments, and you know, and it's about this guy, and it was based off of a true story,
okay,
that happened several years ago. Because the time period in it, they even have, you know, the one thing I'll, you know, tell you, and hopefully not spoil it for anyone who might want to see it, is they're using like, you know, the old Nokia phones, cell phones,
okay,
and it's right when iPhones first came out. And so she's sending the stalker, she's sending him, the comedian guy, emails because she doesn't have his phone number, but she sends him emails. And the tagline at the end of each email says, sent from my iPhone, even though it's like an old Nokia like phone. And he even makes the comment, he goes, and I know she doesn't even have an iPhone. but she ends every one of her emails with, sent from my iPhone. He goes, you don't even have an iPhone. I've seen your phone.
So she had to type that in.
So she had to type out, sent from my iPhone on the end of each email. And she emails him like 100 times a day too.
Wow. Which is,
yeah. Wow. But I do recommend it. So Baby Reindeer, you know, it was, it pulls on your emotions. And it's, like I said, it's funny. It's quirky. It's scary as hell. Like not in a, like, you know, horror movie way, but just a like, oh my God, there are people out there that are like this, and you know, and stalking, you know,
is a thing.
These people that are stalkers are just completely on a different planet, and it's not ours. And yeah, so Baby Reindeer, highly recommend it. If you you can, like I said, binge it over like 2 nights or something like that. The episodes aren't that long, or just, you know, whatever.
Right.
I can't remember if a couple weeks ago I mentioned that I watched Chernobyl. Did we talk about that? I finished watching that also.
You finished.
Okay. Yeah. I went to watch Chernobyl. Okay. Yeah. That was really good. I liked it.
Right. Also.
One, another news thing that came up in the entertainment stuff. I heard this week that Quentin Tarantino is scrapping his, what it was supposed to be his final movie.
Right.
Called The Movie Critic.
Okay.
And that basically they're scrapping the idea and he's going back in to figure something out and do another script for his final movie. The thing with Tarantino, he joked something like 15 years ago. He goes, he said, all great directors only have 10 good movies in them. Mm-hmm. And he goes, after that, he goes, they're just out there, you know, cashing a paycheck to make money off their name. So, this is supposed to be his 10th and final movie that he's going to be directing and writing. So the fact that he had the script ready, he had like the funding, it was greenlit, it was ready to go, and it was, you know, that they scrapped it, you know, that was
one just of didn't things. Feel so, that it was the 10th, I guess.
I guess.
It wasn't the 10th.
And there was rumors that Brad Pitt was going to star in it.
Of course.
Which, you know, yeah, because Brad Pitt's been in Inglourious Basterds.
Yes.
He was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with him. He was, you know, Tarantino definitely has his, you know, favorite guys. And, you know, Brad Pitt's always good in all of them.
Right.
So, but they said they don't know if Brad Pitt will be tied into whatever his final movie is. But the movie critic, the movie's been scrapped and they're not going to make it now. And he'll have a different final 10th movie, which will still take us another 5 years before we see it. Because we've been waiting since Once Upon a Time in Hollywood to see this one. And it's been, what, 3 or 4 years already?
Yeah.
Did you see that in the fall coming out that – I can't remember if it was on HBO or Max or whatever they call it now – that Rob Zombie is directing a Freddy Krueger series?
Really?
Yes. And it's called Fred.
Oh.
And DJ Quails is going to be playing Freddy Krueger.
Oh, wow.
You remember DJ Quails from The New Guy?
Yes,
and
yeah.
And all that. Yeah. So he's going to – and like I've seen the picture of him in the makeup.
Yeah.
And actually, here, hold on. I can pull up a picture real quick so I can show it to you.
Right.
Hold on. I'm pulling it up. I'm finding it.
Oh, I think that's a good casting. I think that'll work. I think
it is too because – oh, here's the picture of it. So, yeah. There's DJ Quails.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Right.
It works.
Yeah, exactly.
So – Yes, and Rob Zombie is directing it. It's a series from Rob Zombie. Oh, it's going to be on Max. Yeah, and it comes out in October, just in time for Halloween.
Of course.
Which is very cool.
Good release.
Yeah, so I thought that was cool because Rob Zombie, I mean, he's actually a decent director. Like, you know, he's multi-talented. Like, you know, you go back and, you know, his old records and stuff like that, mm-hmm. you know, All Kick Ass and all the White Zombie stuff and everything. And then he got into directing the horror genre type stuff. And he's perfect for it.
Well, when you find your niche, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so when I saw that, that was coming out in October, and it's going to be like a TV series. It's not just a movie. It's like a series, and it's his first, you know, venture off into making like, an episodic, you know, type thing.
Well, they have the Chucky series. You've seen that, right?
The TV series for Chucky?
I think there is a Chucky.
Is that like on Hulu or something?
I want to say it's on Scream.
What channel was the Ted series? Was that on Apple TV? Ted, remember the bear?
I do remember Ted. Wasn't that a Paramount one?
Maybe a Paramount Plus. You might be right on that. I think you said you saw it, but I hadn't watched it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It was pretty good. It hits all the nostalgia bonuses because they go back to like the 80s, and you know, there was a lot of stuff with video stores and things like that. It was funny.
Oh, okay.
Part of it was like that. But I did also, thinking nostalgia, I did go back, and you said the new remake of Roadhouse.
Oh, did you?
I did finally get to it. Nice. Showed up in the Prime listing of movies, and I was like, why not? And and you had mentioned it. And yes, it does live up to the hype that you were toting. Right.
It's like an 80s movie.
You really kind of have to go into it knowing that that's tongue-in-cheek. Kind of what it is.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And I just thought that Jake Gyllenhaal, his one-liners, his humor was funny. What was the one line you said you liked from it?
When they were fighting in the last scene act of the fight, and McGregor and him were going at it, and they kind of scuffled together and he slammed him in the piano. He goes, well, that just sounds out of tune. And McGregor goes, it sounded fine to me. And then he just started fighting again. And I was like, what? That was like, it was just completely stopped.
Yes. A total 80s type line.
Yeah. And it was just so off the wall. Watching it, I didn't really catch a lot of it. I'd have to go back and kind of catch those one-liners again. I mean, I did
in the original Roadhouse.
That one, no, that's
or in this one again.
Yeah,
well, see, I'm almost ready to watch that one again tonight. Actually,
just to catch,
I'm gonna put it back on because I'm glad you watched it and liked it too because it was pretty funny.
It was good, and it's what you got. Absolutely. It was right in front of you. Now
and even though when he first walks in the first scene, like he's Dalton, and I'm just like thinking. Okay, I'm not, you know, I mean, Patrick Swayze was Patrick Swayze. And then you're like, no, this is his movie.
It is.
This is his,
this
could be like his cousin or something.
Yes.
And his name's Dalton also or something like that.
Right, exactly, right. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So I did catch up on that one.
Cool.
Yeah. But I did want also to get your take on something. I read something back a little while ago.
Okay.
And I kept pushing it because we had other things going on. But this one is more of a how do you feel about this? Because you're the musician. You were a musician for the longest time.
Ex-musician, yes.
Well, yeah, but you, for the longest
time. Used to be.
And it seems like now that the musicians are trying to curb the use of AI in the creative process.
As they should.
Right. What does that do, though? I mean, because as far as ideas, we kind of hit the same thing with computer programming and computer security in my field that we are thinking everything's going to be taking jobs away.
You're not allowed to talk about your job.
True.
You're not allowed to talk about your job.
I didn't say where I was, but yes.
That's true. Okay.
But that being said, the AI stuff, right, is in all of the different fields, supposedly taking all these jobs away. Mm-hmm. Would that help or assist in the creative process by giving you ideas so that you can broaden it? Or is it going to substitute? You know what I mean?
The first thing when the AI stuff started coming out, well, like 2 years ago, I guess, when it really started breaking out. I mean, we've all known about it and stuff, but one of the first things I saw was a little video online about how the AI could like write a song, and all you had to do was type in, you know, in the style of Lady Gaga, upbeat, you know, at, you know, 120 beats per minute and, you know, something, and it would write a song in the style of like a Lady Gaga song, the way she writes lyrics and the way, and it was just kind of, Oh, wow. Okay. I mean, pop music now is already gotten to a point where, and I think we've touched base on this in the past, it's very, you know, short attention span theater where, you know, in the world, and we've touched base on how, like, you know, if baseball would be a dead sport because people just don't have the attention span for it, things like
that.
You know, pop music's gone the same way. Like, you know, artists now just release singles. They don't release albums anymore. Like, you know, except for Taylor Swift, who just released, you know, a huge
record. A double album, and, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't it a double?
Yeah, it's like 16 tracks. And then she did an anthology version, which is like 30 tracks or 31 tracks or something. So, yeah, it's been getting played all weekend in my house.
Oh, it has.
My wife and my daughter
love
Tay Swift. Yep. T Swift.
We need a review.
Well, I listened to the first five songs and I'm like, okay, cool. I mean, the one thing.
We need a Swiftie review. We don't need it from you. We need it from the actual
fan. Do I need to go wake my wife up and have her come downstairs?
Have it for next week.
Okay. Well, okay, but my one thing is there's a lot of F-bombs on the record. And the fact that Taylor Swift, she presents herself to this very large audience of young females.
Okay.
And it shouldn't even have to be that it's females, just young people,
should say.
And there's like all these F-bombs and all this stuff all over the record. And I'm just like, I mean, I know it's it was a breakup record for her. That's like, I think they all are. But you know. Anyway, I liked the first five songs I heard, but there was one of them. It was like, F this, F that, F the something. And I was just like, okay. Wow. And even when I was writing songs back like a million years ago, swear words never even came into my head when I was writing lyrics. It just didn't. It was one of those things where if I heard somebody say shit or fuck in a song that wasn't a rap song, I was just like, ooh, it just sounds weird.
Right.
Like, it sounds forced. It sounds like, you know, very gratuitous. Like, you just threw it in because I can say fuck.
I can say that shit. Because this is my song.
Yeah, like Maroon 5 started doing that too. And I'm like, again, Maroon 5, one of those bands that like had a very wide audience. I mean, now their audience is older, but same thing. So going back to the AI question, that I think the music right now is already – pop music is very generic and definitely copies from other things like the new Ariana Grande single I thought sounded like Vogue by Madonna, you know, those things. So with the AI writing it, you know, at what point are we going to get to when that song comes out? It's like, oh, this new hit song by, you know, so-and-so, and it's all AI.
By Mach 3.
It's not someone human.
It's just a computer.
Yeah.
And then who takes the credit? Like, who gets the money? I guess the distributor would.
The person
who
typed in,
right?
Make song and the sound
and it's like just one line,
this,
you know, one liner that says, here's your beat.
Volcanoes, now make a song.
Yes.
Oh, you make me erupt like a
volcano. Yeah, it's all about volcanoes. Yes, it's a whole volcano
you make
thing.
You erupt like a volcano.
Hot like magma. Yeah.
That's definitely on the Van Halen comeback record.
Yes, I have a feeling.
Yeah.
So in that vein of music,
music-wise, it does like scare me a little bit,
right?
Because I'm old school and like, you know, I still like seeing bands play. I mean, I love like Radiohead and I love U2 and I love, you know, just bands,
right?
And you know. Even the Jonas Brothers, the fact that they play their own instruments,
right?
It's like, you know, they've been the butt end of how many jokes over the years, because they were never taken seriously because it's the Jonas Brothers. And
of course,
at least they play
they
their
fans,
own fucking instruments.
They made money selling records.
Yeah,
so,
they play guitar
come on.
And piano and
But is that going to now make everything canned to what's already been produced? Because technically the AI uses what's already there.
And builds from that.
And creates because it has a like an overview of everything.
And then we'll get to the point where, you know, but somebody like, Lenny Kravitz.
Yes.
When Lenny Kravitz records a record, if he makes a mistake on something, he'll leave it in there if the vibe is good.
Okay.
Where with AI, it's going to be perfect and clean and there won't be mistakes.
Right.
Because the one that comes to my mind is, Are You Gonna Go My Way by Lenny Kravitz. There's a drum part in it, and the drum break, it goes, ka-dun, 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 and he actually screws that up the third time around, and he just left it in there. And it was, like, kind of funny, like, oh, he dropped the beat there on that, and, like, that one, but he left it in, and it was but that's the human element of it. And I think with AI, when you get AI songs that are just being rattled out there,
it's going to be too perfect.
Yeah.
It's going to be too on beat. It's going to be too.
I would hope that there's going to be a swing back around to people wanting to hear bands again write songs and and do that.
Yeah.
You know, but electronic music, you know, EDM and stuff like that, that's, you know, all, you know, all processed already.
Samples, though, right?
Samples, well, and samples from other stuff, other and like, you know, stuff, the DJs, but, you know, mix stuff in and yeah, everything. Yeah. I mean, we've always been there, but now with it being full AI, I'm not going to lie, it terrifies me. Mm. Yeah. John Connor warned us in the Terminator.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what's going to happen. And it's going to take our music. And starts Skynet's, with music.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
And it starts with music because it's the one thing we love.
I only need like 12 years to retire and then the AI can do whatever it wants.
Oh, but you don't care if the robots kill you then?
At that point, at 12 years, I'll be retired. And if I have to have a robot overlord or something like that, I'm okay mm-hmm. with that, I guess. I don't know. I got to get through retirement. That's about it.
Yeah.
I got to work until I can retire.
I'm going to be working until the day I die. So
really?
Well, whether it's at the hands of a Terminator or from an AI robot. By that time,
we should have sponsors.
Hey, maybe by that time. We will have sponsors, and this is all we do every week. It's going to be really boring because I'm not going to have any car stuff to tell.
Oh, I know. Enough.
I'll have to go out and just drive around just to see.
Right?
Anyway, okay, moving on.
But keeping in that where I get Pern's opinion. This is Pern's opinion too.
Pern's opinion.
Okay. With your kids, right, you want them to be independent, do their own thing, self-sufficient, right?
Of course.
Let me get through that. I was at an IHOP, and this totally pissed me off. We sat down at the IHOP.
That they became the International House of Burgers again?
No.
Sorry.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Behind us. And the father behind us was cutting his kid's pancakes.
How old was the kid? Don't slap me.
The kid. Sorry, I did, didn't I? The kid was probably 10 or 11 years old.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
It's not like they couldn't get a knife or a fork through pancakes, right?
And I mean, 10 or 11, they were cutting their own food. And,
so, yeah.
Was it a little girl?
It was a little boy.
Oh, really?
So even
and was
little,
it the mom
and there was
or
a
the
little
dad?
Girl there too. It was a dad.
And the he dad was cutting pancakes, the little
but then
boys.
Turned around and also cut the pancakes for the little girl too. And the little girl was about 8.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, 8's on that line, I think. Still,
is
so
it?
I
pancakes.
Right.
I mean, not talking about steak.
I don't even use a knife for my pancakes. I just cut it with the side of my fork and just be like, ding, ding,
ding. And then you throw the syrup and you're done, right?
I mean, one day these kids won't even know what syrup is.
That's true. It's not even going to have the same flavor.
Like, what do you eat on IHOP? Do you just put the jelly syrup on there?
Well, it would have the synthesized AI syrup, right?
Oh, because I'm sure AI could create
its own syrup.
Syrup that would look more like blood.
Yes.
That would and then,
Of course,
okay,
right?
Gotcha. And we could use exactly it in movies as well.
Yeah, right. It would have multiple uses.
Yeah, I think that's, I don't know. There's some people that spoil their kids rotten,
right,
and the kids will throw a tenor tantrum until they can get what they want. And if it means cut my pancakes, Dad, that's what it means.
Right.
But that seemed
a little much for me. That's like cutting French fries, too. I mean, come on.
What?
It's like,
I've never seen
it would make me think
French
that
fries.
That's what it would be. I mean, that's how simple.
Oh,
you
for
know what
you,
I mean?
It's that high up on the.
I would say that that's kind of in that same vein of overly, I guess, overly active parenting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if we go back around to the music thing. I know I have some trivia stuff. You had trivia too. So why don't I do mine? Because we are in the music.
Let's do that. We're on music.
And then we'll hit yours. So
okay.
I found an article of 104. And this, I can't even believe there are 104. And I probably could come up with some of my own, which I did. The worst rappers names.
Like Christmas rapping?
Rappers. Music rappers.
Oh, okay.
Hip-hop rappers.
Like Will Smith, Kanye West.
Yeah.
Will Smith. Why did Will Smith become the first one out of my head when I thought of rappers?
I was thinking like MC Hammer and those types of rappers, you know, that kind
of. Yeah, I can't touch that.
You can't touch
it. No. Okay.
In that same where we do two real, one fake. Mm-hmm. I have two.
Oh, great. Two real, one fake again.
Two real,
I'm
one
great
fake.
At this.
You're perfect. I think you'll get these because I think you'll be able to check. But some of these are so off the wall.
We need to do these like rapid fire too. So
here we go.
No thinking, just answering.
Not even thinking.
And same with yours. When I come with you, yours, it's got to be no dead air. We're just like boom, boom, boom. If you don't know it, just okay.
First set.
Okay, go.
Messy Mark, Standemic, Mike Stud.
Standemic
was the fake one.
Oh,
there you go. You see, you're already batting.
And I didn't even really know the other ones either.
Okay,
but I was
here we
guess.
Go.
Okay.
Marvelous, MC Brains, Cecil Otter.
Cecil Otter.
No, it's Marvel. It's Marvelous.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought there was a. Oh, I guess not. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
South Park Mexican, Matt Fingas with AZ, Chester Shirestein.
What was the first one?
South Park Mexican.
Yeah, that one.
Nope. It's Chester Shirestein.
Chester Shirestein.
Funny.
Is a fake one? Yeah. You made that up?
That's my name that I use when I check in for like a restaurant. I use Chester Shirestein. Chester is always the ones that also at Starbucks when they ask for a name, I'll say Chester because no one is named Chester.
Nobody's named Chester. So you know that when you're
when they call my name, then, if anyone else is picking up that thing. Anyway.
All right. Next group.
Yep. Okay. Knuckleheads, spelled H-E-D-Z at the end. Milk Bone with two I's or Master Beef?
The first one.
Knuckleheads?
Yeah.
No, that's real. Master Beef.
I knew that too, but because you spelled it, I thought that it was like.
Oh, I know. You're, I had to make sure, right?
Yeah.
Rapper what's names? Milk Bone with two I's? What is that? That doesn't make any sense to me.
That's a real one, right?
Milk Bone is a real one.
Yeah. But
I was like, what the hell? You've heard that one?
I have heard Milk Bone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I never heard that one. Okay, we're next.
Okay.
Chili Tea, spelled T-E-E, like a t-shirt. Harold the Stah, T-H-A-S-T-A-H. Okay. And Young Droop.
Chili Tea.
Chili Tea was the real one.
Oh,
or fake one. Two. Chili Tea was the fake one.
Okay, cool.
So you did get that one. You did get that one too.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Oh. Motion of the Ocean. Yak Balls with a Z at the end. Thurston Howell the Third. And Thurston is T-H-I. I know. I tried Thurston Howell the Third is Thurston, like T-H-I-R-S-T-I-N.
Howell like Howell?
It is Howell.
Thurston Howell. Okay.
Thurston Howell the Third.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot what the other two were already.
Motion of the Ocean.
The Ocean.
And Ocean spelled O-S-H-E-N.
Okay.
And Yak Balls with a Z.
I'm going to go Motion of the Ocean.
It is. That is the fake one.
Oh, I got three.
You got another one.
I got three.
Okay, here we go. Okay.
You better crush yours.
Krispy Kreme, spelled just like the donut, which I think that is a copyright thing.
I think that's a copyright.
Fiend is the next one.
Fiend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fiend and Captain Crush.
I'm going to go Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme is a real one.
Oh,
Captain Crush was the fake one.
Captain Crush. Okay.
Okay.
Is this the last ones?
No, I got two more.
Okay, two more. Okay.
Little Fat, Little Havana, and Magoo.
Magoo.
Magoo is the fake one.
Yes, I'm crushing this.
I know, right?
Yes.
Shag and Scoob.
Uh-huh.
Dreaded Kruger. Sugar Tongue Slim.
The whatever in Scoob one.
Shag and it was Scoob. Shag and Scoob. You were the fake one.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go. You did.
Oh,
now, see, I can't just pass. I can't pass fake ones for you because you know all your rappers.
Oh, my gosh. No.
But some of those were so outrageous.
I only got, what, like two of those wrong? How many did you have? Like six of them?
I had
or something.
Three, four, five,
I
mean, six,
I got at least four
seven,
right.
Eight, nine, ten. I had 10.
Oh.
Yeah, you did get about four.
I got like four right.
Yeah, there That's you go. Crazy. Well, it's a lot better than your movies.
But. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm terrible at this. Okay. Well, I have going back to one of our way back episodes.
Oh my gosh.
When we did
our early, early years.
It may have been episode two, the early years.
The earlier episodes. For those who haven't been with us the whole time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, you may have just been born in the past 3 weeks.
3 weeks, and you just haven't started
baby
listening.
And you hadn't listened yet.
Didn't know so there were podcasts.
Listening to podcasts.
There we go.
So this is one where I'm just going to give Dave the quote, and he's got to just, figure it out. These are real softballs. I really, like the last time we did this, I think we like just bored people because it was just like, I don't know.
I think it was a lot of dead air.
And I did edit out some of the dead air.
Oh, yes. And it was still long.
So, okay. So these all should be snowballs for you. Okay.
Okay. So if I don't get it right away,
we can come back around. I'll pass. You can say pass and we can come back around to it. Okay.
I can try.
And
but
this
then
isn't
I won't
like
be
time. So it's not like,
I know, but I also don't want a lot of dead air. So,
okay. Love Me Like a Bomb.
Def Leppard.
Yeah. Name it. The song?
I'm singing it. I'm singing it. Sorry.
Okay. I'll give it to you. That'll be a bonus point if you get the song.
Okay.
But yeah, you had
the band. One or the other, right? I get something, right? Okay.
How could you not
know this? Pour Some Sugar On.
I was about to say, their most popular song ever.
Yeah.
Okay. This one's a funny one because it's not the most popular quote, and I didn't even ever quote it out of this movie.
Really?
Until a couple years ago, and I'll tell you the backstory when we get there. You got a place I can wash up. You got a place I can wash up.
I don't have it.
Die Hard.
Really?
It was John McClane.
Oh,
when he gets to Nakatomi and like he gets to, and what's when he takes his shoes off in the bathroom, like right before that scene, he goes, "Hey, you got a place I can wash up?"
And they take him into the office area.
A couple years ago on Call of Duty, they brought in, they made a John McClane character and he had all the phrases and stuff like that. And they actually like paid, you know, whoever it was that, you know, made the movie and Die Hard. So, you know, they got royalties and stuff for it. And they did Bruce Willis's sound bites from the movie. And they had all the classics on, you know, come out of the castle, have you that? Like they had all those in there.
Yeah.
And then this one came up one night and I started dying laughing. And I told Tristan this and Tristan started laughing. And it comes up and he goes, "Hey, you got a place I can wash up?" And it's not like not after you like finish shooting somebody in Call of Duty. It would just be so random. Like all
just
of a sudden,
out of nowhere.
He's like, he's just running, he'll run past it. "Hey, you got a place I can wash up?" And we're like, yeah, that classic Die Hard quote.
The classic. So, yes, it's out there.
Okay, so on to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. "She gave me a pen. I gave her my heart, and she gave me a pen." That should be easy.
Oh.
I literally heard all 13 of our listeners yelling at me going, "David's."
Oh, you're killing me.
Because most of them are female and most of them watch this movie. Okay, we'll pass. Let's go. Okay, we'll come back out.
Pass. Okay. Oh, wait, I know it. Oh. Wait, I got it. Oh. It's the one where he holds the radio up.
Keep going.
Christ.
Keep going. Dave, say something. Come on.
Oh, you're killing me. Say anything.
Okay.
You're killing me.
All right. And what was the character's name for bonus points? What is his name?
I didn't have it.
Lloyd Dobler.
Lloyd Dobler.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Kickboxer.
These are all 80s like references in these two. So
watch now anyway. So yeah.
That's why they call them crushes. If they were easy, they'd call them something else.
I don't have it. I'm sorry. You wanted these quick.
Okay,
pass.
Cool. Next. Okay, we'll come back around. "I'll have what she's having."
That's and Harry Met Sally.
Yes, exactly. Okay. "They're here."
Poltergeist.
Yes. Oh, bonus points on the character's name. The little girl. What was
Sarah Ann.
No, it was Carol Ann.
Carol Ann.
It was
Damn it.
Carol Ann.
Carol Ann.
Carol Ann.
Don't go into the light.
Don't go into the light.
Carol Ann.
Carol Ann. And speaking of Carol Ann and Poltergeist, that same actress woman, she was also in. Oh, sorry. The one we passed on. She's in that movie too.
The Crush one?
The Carol Ann. Yeah, the Carol Ann one is in the Crush one. So, yeah.
Oh, it's, oh my God, I know that one. It's 16 Candles.
Yes, exactly.
I
love how I can see your brain working. I can see your brain working, connecting the dots from her being
she was at the church.
And the church lady at the end.
Yes. I need a drink.
I need a drink.
Exactly. Yeah.
I came all
the way around.
That is funny. Oh, okay. And the last one I've got is, "My old man is an awesome." I messed it up already. "My old man is a TV repairman. He's got an awesome set of tools. I can fix it."
Ugh, TV repairman.
"My old man is a TV repairman. He's got an awesome set of tools. I can fix it."
I don't have it.
Oh, Phoebe Cates coming out of the swimming pool?
Are you kidding? It's Fast Times at Richmond High.
There you go. That was Spicoli's line when he wrecked the Trans Am with him and the football guy. And then they went and parked it in front of the other schools they parked it in front of their school with the other rival school's name on it saying, Jefferson sucks or whatever.
They screwed,
to get a ride. But yeah, but like after he crashes because they're high and he crashes the car, he's like, "My dad's a TV repairman. He's got an awesome set of tools. I can fix it."
I never watched that one that close. So I would have never gotten it straight off the bat.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, so the only one you didn't get was Die Hard, right?
Good clues. Yeah.
And because we came back around to the others.
Yeah, we got the...
Oh, well,
you gave me some major hints, though. And these were supposed to be softballs. I was just supposed to get them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were supposed to.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm going to give you some softballs and we'll see how that goes.
Hello.
You know what I mean.
It's not that kind of show.
Next time around.
Do they have those kind of shows as podcasts?
How would you even do that as a podcast?
I don't know. How would you even search for that?
Oh, and I have an update also. Remember we said we were going to get a review of the Star Wars.
That's not till July though,
burlesque
right?
Burlesque thing.
I didn't think it was until July.
It's not. It's, yeah. They got tickets. So they're
going.
Oh,
they did get the tickets.
Yeah. So okay. We will get a full review of the show.
Gotcha.
I'll get a paragraph.
Either. They're like $40 or something, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's just downtown.
Yeah, glorified strip club. Downtown, that's all it is, downtown. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Burlesque Star Wars.
Star Wars, yes.
Yeah, show.
Empire Strips Back.
Yeah, I saw the one. I think last week or last time we talked about it, you said it was Emperor Palpatine with the globe.
On the disco ball.
The one I saw was the Emperor's Royal Guard, the one in red.
Oh, really?
Holding like, yeah, something.
Okay.
And
it was on the disco ball. I saw the picture of.
So it wasn't like, Palpatine, funny. It was the Emperor, or it wasn't the Emperor's Royal Guard, the red one.
It was Palpatine.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
That's just going to
be. I call for a vote of no confidence. I'm a Star Wars freak, people. I pull those lines out. Like,
they're all
the time.
Coming out.
I know. And all 13 of you are going, what the fuck is the which Star Wars movie is he talking
which
about?
Which was that one? Yes, exactly. Jesus.
Oh, NHL playoffs. We're in the playoffs. The playoffs have started.
Yep. And we are two games into the Cap series.
Yes. And
they
are
down tonight.
0-2 to the Rangers.
If you did tape it, we just spoil it again.
Yeah. When you hear this next Monday.
Next Monday.
When the series is over already.
When it's.
Oh, wait. Can it technically be over by then?
Because
it'd be Friday and then Sunday would be. If it was a sweep, it would be over by Sunday.
It would be over. Yeah.
Or is there another day off in there? Because I know there's not a game next Tuesday.
I think we're going to see one today. It doesn't matter. Today's Tuesday. So when's it? Thursday would be the next one. And then Friday.
It's Friday night here.
Friday,
and
Sunday.
Sunday.
So Friday, Sunday. So it would be over if they lose in a sweep,
which could very well be possible. It's not that they look bad. They don't. They look really good. It's just the Rangers are a really fucking good team.
Yeah. They can put together tons of goals, it seemed. That first game was like 3 and 2 minutes.
Yeah, 2:06. And then tonight was back and forth, though. I mean, the Caps went up early and Rangers responded. And then the Rangers took the lead. And then the Caps responded. And then the Rangers. Yeah. It was just like.
Even the flurry at the end almost tied it up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they had like the extra attacker, and it was just like, So I don't know. Hopefully, we'll see. We'll have better refs on the Friday night game. I do not complain about refs. They have a very hard job. I know a lot of refs through the ice rink.
Yes.
And I know they have a very hard job. And I just, people need to like chill the bleep out about it. I don't know why I bleep my own self because I say fuck all the time. But the refs tonight in the Caps Rangers game, game two, that hit on Oshie, he literally turns, looks at him, sees where Oshie is, and then comes up with his shoulder and elbow right into Oshie's head. Luckily, Oshie was not concussed, but they originally called a 5-minute major on the play and then reversed it and was like, no, we reviewed it and we're going to call a penalty on the Caps now.
Yes.
Because the guy who retaliated that just took Oshie's head off.
That was a little interesting.
Yeah, I was like, well, at that point, no, you give them both coincidentals and whatever. The reffing was actually – I literally sat here saying today, the fix is in. Like, because there was another penalty later that was on the Caps. It was like, oh, my God, you're kidding me.
Right.
So,
and then you got Carolina –
That game yesterday, Carolina coming back in the last like 3 minutes of the game.
Right?
They were down 3-1. Was it 3-1 or 2-1? I think they were down 3-1.
It was 3-1 because Islanders have three.
Yeah, and then the Hurricanes turned it on in the last like 3 minutes of the game, flipped the script and took game two. And I was like, I picked Carolina to go out of the first round.
Really?
I also don't really like the Islanders. Wow. Sorry, Islanders fans.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
And so, then Florida's they got the Panthers and Tampa Bay going at each other. In their division.
Right. And I picked
their division.
No, I thought it was Florida and Toronto.
It's Florida, Tampa Bay.
Toronto's
playing Boston.
Oh, you're right. Oh my gosh. Yep.
That's okay.
So I picked Florida to win the whole thing this year.
Serious.
They made it to the finals last year and lost to a hot Vegas team.
Lost any players or anything like that?
They kept their big key players.
They did.
And you know, they proved it again this season in the regular season. And I was like, you know what? It's still a young team, and last year they made it to the Cup. This team's going to know what they got to do again. It's fresh on their minds still. It's on, like, and they're still a good team. So I was like, you know, my money's going on the Florida Panthers to win it this year. I hope they just don't throw rats on the ice because I hate that.
And then, your Boston, Toronto.
Boston, Toronto.
Boston's doing pretty good, but the Leafs came back and tied it up.
change their goaltender in the second game, like from game one to game two? I thought I heard somebody
say that.
So Boston won the first game.
Yeah, 5-1.
And then they pulled the goalie for the other goalie, who I don't know their name, sorry, for game two, and then they lose.
Yeah,
and it's like, why would you – but the original goalie was not injured, apparently, and like he was the backup for game two. And it's like, why would you flip that?
Why would you mess with a good thing?
Yeah, seriously, because when you got a goaltender who's winning – against Toronto. Oh my gosh, that team's if Florida doesn't go, Toronto.
Who is it? McKillen? I can't remember the guy's name.
Austin Matthews.
Yeah. Look, I've watched a lot of games, and all the names are kind of all flowing together. 70
goals this season.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah,
I don't know names. Yeah. Jesus. Uh-huh.
Sure.
Anyway, okay, and then you've got then we move to the West, and then the West is, you know, very popular with us. The Dallas Stars and the Vegas Knights.
I picked the Vegas Knights, but, you know, the Stars look good, but Vegas took care of them last night, so.
Yeah, that was a close one, but kind of ended a little, and then Winnipeg, Colorado. The Colorado I thought Colorado was gonna be.
I picked Colorado
over.
I picked Colorado to go all the way and end against Florida.
Really,
but I'm
the Jets, man.
The Jets.
Wow, but that was a high scoring
thing. The
Jets
have had the Avs number.
Every time
you
turned around, they were scoring. So the goalies need to kind of wake up a little bit.
The Avs came back, and the final was 7-6.
7-6. Yeah,
because at one point wasn't it like 7-3.
Yeah,
and I'm just like, oh, this game's over. Okay, and then And I saw the final was 7-6. I'm like,
yeah.
The goal. It was
every time
you
turned around, there was a goal. I was like, what is going on? And then every time I looked up because I was doing other stuff, I would turn, and then it would be like, oh my gosh, what the hell? Yeah. So there was that one, and then you got Vancouver and Nashville. I just think Vancouver's just gonna mow over Nashville.
Yeah, I'm a Vancouver.
But I did get a piece of that one, and Nashville did look okay. I mean, they were holding their own. Vancouver just has too many tools in their arsenal.
Yeah. Vancouver's they're primed to make a run this year. I don't know if they would get all the way. They might get to the Western Conference Championship.
Right.
I didn't pick them to go all the way to the end, but I think that that franchise has turned around, and it's made the turn for the better, and hopefully we'll see them next couple seasons being repeat in the playoffs every year because they've been out for so long.
Right. I don't know if you heard that, but that was my stomach going.
Oh, I didn't.
I missed that. On the mic.
I missed the ground. You should have stood
grumbles.
Up.
It was right in between before you started talking.
I totally missed that.
Jeez.
That must mean we need to start wrapping this up.
We need to get going because we got to eat and play video games.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the last one is the Edmonton and LA Kings and Edmonton.
What was the final score in that last night?
7-4.
Oh my gosh.
And it was kind of front ended.
Oh, because the one guy had a hat trick, right?
Yeah. Yes.
McKellen? McKellen? Yeah.
Matthews. But Edmonton is Lisa's pick. That's
oh, really?
She said Edmonton. When I asked
did she go and put a bracket in?
She, of course, no, she did not.
Well, then it doesn't count, Lisa. But, sorry.
For the record, though, she did.
My voice
did.
Cracking like a 14. Sorry. Sorry, ma'am.
You're hungry, too. It's
okay. I am getting hungry.
So there's that. But there's our recap of the playoffs for
the
right
playoffs,
now.
The playoffs.
As it is last week because you're listening to it a week before.
Late. Yeah. So, yeah, some of these series might already be closed.
Could be done. We don't even – by the time we record again, they could
But
be,
all of our female listeners have stopped listening anyway. As soon as we start talking hockey,
well, the good
like,
thing is that it's
off.
At the end of the thing, so they can just fast forward to the sponsors. And
right. My wife said to me the other day, she goes, oh, I didn't get all the way in. I got to go back and listen to see what the sponsors were. Okay, cool.
There's something that we're pulling people
I know. They change every week. Come up with new ones.
Oh, my gosh. We're running dry. We're going to have to come up.
We need a
real
sponsor.
If you have any.
What was it?
The floofle.
Well, see, I've already blown our sponsorship with that.
That's right. Right.
Well, the floofle.
Well, you get it right now.
It's like the pottery that grows. The floofle.
The floofle. Yes. So, anyone has any other sponsors that we could put in the back?
Or if any of you have a recommendation or something that you've seen that you liked or whatever, like just leave us some comments or something on either the Facebook page or the Instagram or,
of course, we'd love to
all
watch
that stuff.
It, review it, make fun of it. Who knows?
Talk about you liking it or not liking it.
Yeah. Well, we would not hold it personal because everybody's tastes are different.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've watched some serious crap that Lisa can't believe I even watch.
So did I, like two Fridays ago. Oh, wait, that was colonoscopy night.
That was colonoscopy night.
Yeah, that was some serious
crap. Yes, those pictures.
All right, I got to start with my dad shit jokes again. So. All right, so perfect. I guess I'll see you next week.
Yep, and hopefully I'll have a lot more of stuff happening.
Oh, so right, because we've got to talk about the greenhouse extension.
Extension, yes, and that'll be a building. Yes, that'll be a building, so that'll be fun.
So we'll get into that next week. Yes. More too, because I'm sure there'll be more stories than that.
Personal injury, I'm sure.
Power tools. You might be coming in a wheelchair next week.
Power tools,
yeah. It's a big, big project.
That's a whole different story.
All right, so I'll talk to you next week.
You bet.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. No, wait, you say bye.
I know, you say bye. I know. First. And then,
okay, so bye.
Bye.
Pern and Dave, Let's Talk is brought to you by, well, Pern and Dave and Ray's Music Exchange.
A special on keyboards. We'll throw in the black keys for free.
And the good people at
Wonka Bars.
I've got a golden ticket. Till next time.